Hello, good evening. My name is Rob and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And this evening we're conducting a public opinion survey in your community. We'd like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work for or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County Electronic Commissions on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I most likely will vote.
Thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or not?
Republican.
And what is your main racial background? Are you Asian, Asian American, white, or Caucasian, African American, or black, or Hispanic?
I'm white, Caucasian.
Thank you. And what is your age? 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65. 66 to 75 or over 75?
66 to 75.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Depends on what you're talking about. The extra day for mini seasons, wrong track. Other things are right.
In general, you would say they're... Yeah.
I can't say that, you know, just in general, because it depends on what it is.
Okay, moving on. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Monroe County focus on the most to help you and your family? Illegal immigration, overdevelopment, proper insurance costs, traffic and congestion, affordable housing, taxes and county government spending, hurricane and flooding preparation, crime and public safety, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, or protecting the environment?
Wow. Just about all of them.
But if you need to choose the most important to help you and your family?
It's a really tough one. I'm sorry, because a lot of those issues are really, really important.
Don't worry then. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Paul Wunderlich, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Who is it?
Paul Wunderlich.
I don't know.
Melissa Tomey?
I've heard of her, but I don't really know much about her.
Thank you. Donald Trump, are you better favorable, somewhat favorable,
yeah,
somewhat unfavorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Just favorable. I wouldn't say somewhat or extremely. I mean, I'm more in favor of him than Joe Biden.
Okay. Rick Ramsey, are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat
favorable?
Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable.
And Ron DeSantis, are you very
favorable,
somewhat favorable?
Favorable.
And Holly Mary Racine?
Yeah, favorable.
Thank you. I'm thinking ahead, if the primary elections for Monroe County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Melissa Tomey, a Republican candidate, Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate, or Holly Mary Racine, a Republican candidate?
Racine.
And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Holly Mary Racine, a Republican candidate?
Yes.
Definitely or probably?
No, I'll vote for her.
Do you approve or disapprove the job that Holly Mariel Rushing is doing as your county commissioner? Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I somewhat approve.
All other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the elections for Monroe County Commission? A candidate who has never held elected office and wants a fresh perspective to reform county government, or a candidate who currently serves on the county commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community?
Probably somebody that already serves and wants to continue serving if they're a Republican.
Thank you. And do you think Monroe County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or
yes,
about right?
Too fast.
Too fast. Which of the following is more important to you when deciding your vote in the election for Monroe County Commissions? A candidate's position on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes, and fighting crime, or a candidate's position on future development in Monroe County?
Somebody that you mean is pro-future development?
Yes.
Somebody that's going to fight for us now. We don't need future development.
Okay, so making them more affordable, lowering taxes, and fighting crime then?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you favor or oppose a plan to bring Publix grocery store to Tavernier along with the 86 units of workforce housing?
I support the Publix, not so much the workforce housing.
So you're strongly in favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat in favor, because I'm in favor of the Publix. I just don't think we need all those people coming here. 84 housing is a lot of people.
Thank you for that opinion. As you may know, Monroe County has taken on major infrastructure projects to reduce flooding and replace the aging TraumaStar helicopters, which airlift critically injured patients to trauma hospitals in Miami during emergencies. To pay for these projects, property taxes were raised by about $11 per month for the average Monroe County homeowner. Which of the following come closer to your opinion? During these challenging times, we should not be raising taxes. Homeowners already pay enough in taxes, and while Monroe County has many pressing needs, we should be cutting and spending elsewhere to pay for infrastructure improvements or hold off on them until this affordability crisis gets better, or with the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County on top of it being a major tourist destination, slightly increases to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements, Monroe County still has one of the lowest property tax rates in Florida.
Okay, I'm sorry, you lost me a little. Not the first one, and what was the second one?
Yes, with the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County on top of it being major tourist destination, I understand the need to slightly increase property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements. Monroe County still has one of the lowest property tax rates in Florida.
No, I don't want to raise taxes for it.
So you will be going with the second one.
That's the one that says not to raise taxes?
Oh, yes, the first one. Sorry, yes, the first one.
Yeah.
If you knew the following statements about Holy Maryland Racing were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Holy Mary Racing in the primary elections for Monroe County Commissions? If each make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Holy Racing understands that a healthy environment makes Monroe County's economy strong. Racing has prioritized water quality improvement projects, coral reef and Everglades restoration, and protected commercial fishermen because so many spend on these natural resources for their livelihood. Are you much more likely to vote for her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote for her?
If she works to protect the environment, I'm more likely to...
Yes, to vote
for her.
With high housing costs and a lack of options for so many, Holy Mary Rushing supports efforts to build more affordable housing in Monroe County. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely. I just don't think we need more building here.
Holly Merrill Rushing is a career politician whose campaign is being funded by big developers and special interest lobbyists. Rushing has been rubber stamped for their agenda that will pave over every inch of the keys and harm our quality of life. Are you much more likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
If that were true, it would make me less likely.
Holly Merrill Rushing is endorsed by Sheriff Rick Ramsey because Rushing has always worked to ensure law enforcement has the resources they need to keep your community safe. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
I'm sorry, can you go over that one more time? I'm sorry,
sure.
I just didn't get it all.
Sure. Holly Merrill Rushing is endorsed by Sheriff Rick Ramsey because Rushing has always worked to ensure law enforcement has the resources they need to keep our community safe. Are you much more likely? Somewhat less likely?
More likely.
During this tough times, Holly Merrill Rushing voted to increase wasteful county government spending and voted to raise taxes by millions of dollars on working and middle-class homeowners. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
That would make me somewhat less likely if that were true.
Thank you. Holly Merrill Rushing believes that development needs to be slowed down until our roads and infrastructure catch up the amount of growth Monroe County is experiencing in order to protect quality of life. This is much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely. I believe we need to slow down and stop developing.
Thank you. For that opinion, Holly Marion Rushing is a lobbyist for a disaster response company that has business before Monroe County and receives tax-based dollar, creating a conflict of interest. This makes much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
And Holly Merrill Rushing has worked to support Monroe County's tourism industry in a responsible way that protects the interests of communities and long-time residents. Rushing has increased transparency by holding more public meetings and has fought to ensure that Monroe County residents are given priority for business and hospitality applications. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Now, taking into account everything you just said, in the primary elections for Monroe County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Melissa Townley,
probably
Republican
still
candidate.
Rushing.
Paul?
No, Rushing, because I don't know the other ones.
And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Holly Mary Rushing, a Republican candidate?
Probably voting for her. Probably voting for her.
You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. How long have you lived in Monroe County? 5 years or less? Between 6 and 10 years? Between 11 and 20 years?
Between 6 and 10
years.
Years.
6 and 10. And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you're liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
Conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
And what is the last rare form of location you have completed? Less than high school diploma,
I'm
high school graduate, some college?
Bachelor's of science.
Thank you. Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and participation.
Thank you. You have a great evening.
Have a great day. You too as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.